So here we are, the Pay Dalit on the road series. This time driving through Canada between Detroit and New York. And we're holding on Pay Dalit Om Aleph. And we had gotten up to the Din of Baal Mum. Remember that we were it's about one third of the way down. We were listing, going through one by one, all of the various things in the Braita that had originally been introduced because of the Din of Tutmatame. That was Mishamish, the Shayev Mishnah. And we got up to the cases where there's a Machloket between Rabbi and Chachamim. So that case was Baal Mum. So for Baal Mum, does the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Omer, B'mitabit, meaning B'dei Shamayim. And the Chachamim Omerim, there's no Mitzvah B'dei Shamayim, there's only an Azara. There's only a love. My time at the Rabbi, where does Rabbi get the idea that a Baal Mum is Chayev Mitzvah B'dei Shamayim? Because in the Parsha Baal Mum it says, Ach el haparochet lo yavo, and continues on to say, El mizbech lo yigash ki mumbo, velo yechalel et mikdashi ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. So the lo yechalel et mikdashi, once again, we find the lashon of chilul, which according to Rebbe, is always a makor, because of Gzereshava, we're yolif chilul mitruma. So just like achilas kayin of truma betuma, yes, it says beferush umetu baki echaladuhu. So therefore, mala halan the din is the word chilul implies mita. Afkan, since it says over here v'lo yechalelet mikdashi, it also means bimita. Yes, the Gemara, why should we learn out chilul from Baal Mum from truma? Once again, our standard question whenever we use chilul, we attempt to learn it out from notar, because by notar we'll make an afkamina, there your chayef karet, and it would mean that you'd have to bring a korban b'shogeg. So ask the Gemara of anel of chilul chilul mi notar, why not learn it out from notar and say, mal halan b'charet, afkan b'charet? Answer the Gemara, mistavra, it's more reasonable to say that we should learn it out of truma. Why is that? Mitruma v'mel shekain, first of all, a Baal Mum who is oved is a psul haguf. So we should learn out one psul haguf from another psul haguf. A kohen tamei who eats truma is a psul haguf. Mashen ken notar is not a psul in the body of the person, it's a psul in the thing that he's eating. Says the Gemara, adarabba, makes more sense, does it not, to learn it from notar. You know, notar have a lemela. She came because of Baal Mum, that is Mishamish, and someone who eats notar are similar in many ways. First of all, both of them are Nagei Psul in Kodesh. So we're dealing with Kachim, we're dealing with Korbonas. Mashenka, when it comes to Truma, we're not dealing with Kachim, we're dealing with Truma. Furthermore, both of them are a Din in Bifni, that they're both things that are done in the Beis HaMikdash. And halachas that come from being inside the Beis HaMikdash. Furthermore, both of them have a Din of Pigel associated with it. But it's possible to be passing what it is that you're doing also b'machshava, which of course is not true when it comes to truma. And both of them are shayach to no time, meaning there's only a certain amount of time that you can eat what it is that you arrive at on, or what it is that is no time. And says the Gemara, the truth is that yes, there is, according to Rebbe, not a limud from chilul, but rather ela mitameh sheshimesh gama. The reason that Rebbe learns it about Mum Shavad is Chayev Mita is not because of Chilul Chilul, but rather because it's similar to the din of a tummy was Meshamesh in the Mikdash. Because since over there we've learned that it's also Mitabi de Shamayim, and it's Psulaguf, Psulaguf over there, that we learn not the Chilul from there. And not only that, it also matches in every other way. It's also Kodesh, it's also Pnim, it's also Pigo Minota, from something which is Kodesh, Pnim, Pigo Venota. So Memela, all of the Dinim that are true by the Tamesh Shimesh should also be true with the Din of a Baal Mum Shishimesh. And why then did Rabbanan reject this argument? Rabbanan? So Rabbanan will argue that it's only Ba'azara. The reason that they don't learn not like Rebbe is because they say, Omar Kor by Truma, that is eaten Betuma, it stresses, Umeitu Bo Kiyachalalu. It stresses a bow. A dafka bow, dafka by the din of achira b'trum truma, b'truma b'nat by a balmum, and a balmum shishemish is not b'nita. Now, obviously, it sounds on the surface like we're just picking out something from a hat because we've made to bow a reference to a tameh shachar truma, and to turn that into a niyat specifically of this case, which is the balmum. I mean, we had so many other cases that we've learned. I mean, it could have been anything, right? So Rashi explains that it makes sense to say that Badafka being mamayat, the case of the balmum, and not any of the other cases, let's say the tameh or the tfuyom, because over there they are very similar to the din of the truma, which is the din of achila betuma, so we do the effort of betuma. Shaken over here is a completely new halacha. We're talking about a balmum that we're trying to derive should also have the din of mitah. It makes sense if the Torah is being memayit, it's being memayit something which is very dissimilar, and certainly the balmum is quite dissimilar. Now, we also learned in the Mishnah now. We had one more case from Achloket in the Braita, which is Hezid Bime'ila. There we have a Machloket. Somebody who goes ahead and knowingly takes something of Hegdash, is Nenef from Hegdash, where there would be a din of Me'ila, which for Shogeg would have been the Chayav and the Korban of Hashem Milot. The din of Chomesh, who does it b'mezid, Rebbe Yomer b'mita, that's b'chayv b'mita b'nei shamayim, and Chachomim say no. This case is also an Azara. So once again, my time at Rebbe, that he should say that there's a chiyah b'mita b'nei shamayim, Omer Rebbe Yabohu Gamar, he learns that mi'ila from the Gzera Shava, famous Gzera Shava, of fate mitruma. Nala halan, just like a tummy, Afkan, same thing would be true over here. Someone who's mazid and it comes to taking something from Hegdash is Bimita. So by Mila we have Posik of the Chata Bishkaga, and it says We're comparing these two cases. Why do the Rabbanan cholei, the Rabbanan, or Mikra? They say, since the Pasuk stresses, once again, by Truma, bo, metu bo, ki yichalalu, mudarshan, dafka, bo, velo b'me'ila. So it's all cases that are not mamish, similar to the case of the Tamei Shachar Truma, such as the Balmum, or somebody who takes something that would have been chayim b'ilon from Hegdash, are excluded from the stress on the specific bo of Mita B'nei Shamayim, Meitubo, that was mentioned by Tamei Shachar Truma. The next case that we had, in this case we had in the Mishnah, is that Azar Shishimesh B'Migdash. So there Rabbi Akiva says B'Chenek, and the Chachonim say that it's Mita B'nei Shamayim. Says the bright Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Nemar Kan, by Azar, was Mishamish in the Beis HaMikdash, it says, V'Azar HaKarev Yumat. And by the case of the Adas Kerach, there were 250 people who backed Kerach in his rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu, and they were all burnt up at that time. So there it says, Kol HaKarev, HaKarev, HaMishkan Hashem, Yamut. So Klal Yisrael had the reaction, anybody who gets close to the Mishkan is going to end up dying. So the drush of here, says Rabbi Shmuel, is Mala Halan, just like by Adat Korach, when it says Yamut, it was Bidei Shamayim, they were burned out Bidei Shamayim, so the fire came out from the Kederis they were bringing, burnt them up. So Afkan, here too, by the case of the Zohar Shishimesh, for the same word Yumat appears, it means Mitato Bidei Shamayim. Rabbi Akiva, man. So Rabbi Akiva says, no. Nehemar Kan, by the case of Zohar Shishimesh, it says, Azohar HaKarev Yumat. Nehemar Lahalana, by the sugya of the Navi Sheker, who was now, uses his reputation as a Navi, here, to be Mediach people, to be over on the mitzvah. So it's by Navi Ahu, Ocholem Echolom Ahu Yumat. And over there, by the Navi Sheker, the Yumat, says Rabbi Akiva, meant clearly, Biskilaz, we'll see later on, Afkan, the same thing would be true about a Zohar that was Meshamish in the Beit HaMikdash, since it says Yumat, Yumat means the Skilat. Yet a third Shita holds, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Yomer, Mal Alan, just like Benovi Sheker. It's known, and this too we'll see in a moment, that Mitata would be Bechenek, and he's Chelek Amon Rabbi Akiva. So too, here, by the case of the Zohar Shishimesh Afkan, it's Bechenek. Says the Gemara, but my kamifri, what's the basis of the machlokas between now? Rabbi Shmuel who holds that we should learn out the din of Azor Shishimesh from Kerach La'adasei, and Rabbi Akiva who says that we should learn it out from a Navi Sheker. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, Tzava, Donim Yumat. This word Yumat that appears by the case of the Zarakarev Yumat, that should be learned out from the word Yumat, which appeared by the Navi Sheker. So it says beferish that exact same word, Yumat. But it does not make sense when we have an opportunity to learn it out from Yumat, to dorish Yumat of the Tzar from the word Yomut, which is what it says by Adat Korach. Because it's not the same word. One of them was, he died, not that he shall be killed. It's a very different meaning. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel, who learns it out from, indeed, a rather mismatched set of words, Yumat and Yomut, he does learn out from Adat Korach, he says, Savar, Danim, Hedyot, Mehedyot, makes sense to learn out the din of a Tzar from the din of a Tzar. That's exactly what happened by Adat Korach, that the people over there were Tzarim, and they wanted to be Mitkarev to the Kuna, and what happened to them is that they were burned Bidei Shamayim. So I learned that out, a non-Kohen from non-Kohen, but it doesn't make sense to learn out a hedyot from a special case of a Navi, who's very chashuv. So therefore, ein danim from hedyot minavi. And over there, we're talking about a whole different set of responsibilities. Says the Gemara, what about Alibet Rabbi Akiva? What is Rabbi Akiva going to answer to the tain of Rabbi Shmuel? Because that's a pretty good taina that a Navi is on a completely different madriga than just a regular person. Says Rabbi Akiva, what do you mean? But if we're talking about a Navi who's a Mediach, a Navi, obviously, Kivan Shehidiach, in the Chahediot, Gadol Misa, how can you be a bigger idiot and a bigger nobody than to be going ahead and being now Mediach as Yisrael? So therefore, obviously, does it make sense to say that we wouldn't be willing to learn out the case from the Navi? The Maika Miflagei, what indeed is the Machlokas over here, Rabbi Akiva, here, who says that we learn out from Navi Sheker Beskila, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who says we learn out Navi Sheker that it's Bechenek. What are they arguing in? He says in the Gemara, they're arguing the Plukta Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan in a Braita. The Tanya, Navi Shehidiach, so if a Navi is Mediach Yisrael to be doing various averus, and he claims that he was told to say this, and he turns out he's a Navi Sheker, his din is Beskila, says the Rabbanan. Because Rabbi Shimon omer Bechenek. We're going to see what the Machlokas says later on. So Rabbi Akiva holds like the Tanakama, the Navi Sheker is Beskila. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds like Rabbi Shimon, the Navi Sheker is Bechenek. Yes, the Gemara, it says over there, Alibet Rabbi Akiva, Zor Shishimesh is Beskila. But didn't we just learn in our Mishnah, Anantan, Zor Shishimesh, Rabbi Akiva Mer Bechenek? So how does that fit in with what you just said? As the Gemara, there are two Tanoyim Aliba to Rabbi Akiva. There were two shitas in Rabbi Akiva. Matnitin, now the Mishnah that says Aliba to Rabbi Akiva, Zor Shishimesh, is Bechenek. That's going according to Rabbi Shimon Aliba to Rabbi Akiva. He was his Talmud, and he holds that the Das was that Navi Sheker was Bechenek. The way Rabbi Shimon himself said in the Braita, he felt that he was following the shita of his Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, since Rabbi Akiva learns Zor Shishimesh from Navi Sheker, so you're left with the din, according to what he's learning, like Rabbi Shimon, that would be that it was Bechenek. Whereas the Braita that says that according to Rabbi Akiva, Zor Shishimesh Beskila, that's going in the Rabbanan, Alibet Rabbi Akiva. But both were going Alibet Rabbi Akiva, and according to Rabbanan, indeed, the Zor Shishimesh would also be Beskila, not like it appeared in the Mishnah. Adron Allah Chani Srafim, Holy Neder. Right on the Elik Perek. Continuing on now with the Chiyuvei Mita. So now we have done basically the Niskalim, we've done the Nisrafim, done the Echiyuvim Sayyid, Elohina Nechanakim. Following ones of the Yisurim that the Chiyav is Mita Bechenek. Hamakir et Aviv ve'et Imo, someone now hits a father and mother, Chayav Chenek, Gonev Nefesh mi Yisrael, the case of the in the Luchot, which is Lo Tignov, which is talking about the Gneva of a human, so kidnapping, Hizokin Mamre Alpi Beitin, someone who is Ro'il or Ra'az, we'll see, and who refuses to accept the pasuk in the Psak of the Beitin HaGadol, in the Lishkat HaGazit, and in Avi Sheker, and a Mitnabe B'Shem over that Kof Avim, somebody says over in the Viyut, in the name of idolatry, V'Yaba Alei Shetish, somebody who commits adult with a married woman, V'Zomeme Bat Kohen Uboala. Also, the male now who sleeps with the Bat Kohen himself, we know there's the Chiyav of Sreifa. But the Boel of the Bat Kohen is Chayav and Chenek, but the Zomenim, they would have the din of the Boel, even though they were coming to be Bechayav two people, one of them Sreifa, one of them Chenek, they would get Chenek. Gemara, of course, will go through all of these cases. Says the Gemara, says in the Mishnah that Makei Aviv V'Imo is Chayav Chenek, Mimola. How do we know that? Dichtiv Makei Aviv V'Imo Mot Yumat, and the klal is that Kol Mita HaAmura B'Torah Stam, wherever there's no definition given as to what that Mita is, it just says Mot Yumat, the klal is Eina Ela Chenek. That is always a Mita of Chenek. This, of course, was something that we learned out in the earlier part of the Masecht. Yes, the Gemara, how do we know that Makeh Avivi Imo is always Chayiv and Chenek? Maybe it would be Ema that the Chayiv of Chenek is only Adekat Alei Mikta. Only if, in fact, he not only hits a parent, but actually kills a parent. Says Gemara, what do you mean? How could you think such a thing? Salka Daita, what you would think that if somebody murdered just a regular person, Koti Olchad, who is not a father, his din would be that he's Chayev B'Sayev. Whereas if he kills his father, who is more Chomer, his din would be Chenek, which is less Chomer, which is Kal. Says, well, that's a very good answer. If you hold, Ein Yichel Amad Yomer, Chenek is indeed Kal. But how about, remember that this was a big machlokas we had earlier. How about if Laman Yomer Chenek Chamur, Ma'ikal Amayimah? What if you hold that Chenek indeed is more Chamur and Sayef like Rabbi Shimon? What would you say in that case? There you have no way of answering it. Ella, the correct answer is that Wechayev Chenek is not because of the Stam, and not because we are assuming that there's no way to understand the market to be something other than Mita, but rather we learn it out, Gufa, from the Pasuk itself. Because since it says, Make Ish Vameit, Mot Yumat, whereas when it comes to the din of murder, so it says, Make Ish Vameit, and it adds, Obe Evahiko Biado Vayomot, where he was hated him, hits him with his hand, and kills him. So Shmami, now you see from there that unless the word Haka'ah is coupled with the word Yomot or Meit, so it indicates that what was done with that Haka'ah was indeed a murder, then a Haka'ah stam without any additional information is not a Haka'ah of murder. So it's Lav Mitahu, since by Makeh Aviv Yomot only says Makeh, so therefore it must mean that it's Chayev even without causing murder. Okay, now that we're talking about the sugya of mitas, we already mentioned now the sugya that had to do with the rotzeach, so we're not going to go back to our own sugya immediately. Let's take a look at trying to understand why indeed we have all of these sugya. So Yitzchak l'michtav makeh ish v'meit mot yumat, and Yitzchak l'michtav kol makeh nefesh the din over there is the Yitzchak HaTzeach. So that means that we seem to have two psukim saying exactly the same thing. And I'll tell you why. Because Ikat Rachmana Maket Ish Vameid, if it would have said only, this is the famous drushes that Rashi brings in Mishpatim, she would only say Maket Ish Vameid. I would have said, okay, that's Dafka if he's Maket Ish. So in other words, the victim had to have been over Bar Mitzvah. So there, since he's a Bar Mitzvah, so then at that point you'd be chayav for murdering him. But if he was still a katan, so there's not mechayev you, because it says ish. Therefore, katav rachmana kol makay nefesh. To tell me that any case of haka'at nefesh does not have to be an ish. On the other hand, if it said kol makay nefesh, havamina afil nefalim, I would have said that includes even a nefel who is not yet ro'i to live. So it hasn't established itself 30 days as a living entity, and we don't know that it's a absolutely completed fetus. So I would think that you'd be chayav there too, because currently he's living, because it's komak and nefesh. And if that would be the case, so then it would also be true on Afilu ben Shmona. If, remember, in those days it was impossible to survive as a premature infant born at in the eighth month. So even if he was a ben Shmona, I would think, well, it says komak and nefesh. Therefore, I need the pasuk to tell me, maket ish, that you're only chayav if someone is fully ish, meaning that he has the potential to grow up and to be a complete person, not that he's a premature and undeveloped fetus. Therefore, tzrichei, I need both of these psukim. So getting back now to the sugya maket aviv imo, ask the Gemara, why don't we say that ema afa gav delo aviv bechabura? You've proven to me that the haka'ah does not have to be a haka'ah of murder. Could it not be that just as he slaps his father in the face and does not cause any kind of mark, bruise, so that's also a haka'ah, is it not? So why would you not be chayav in that? And we know that the halacha is that it's only in a case where you cause an actual bruising that there would be a chiyav on makav evi'imo, a chiyav in mita. So now how do we know that that would be true? Maybe even maybe without making any mark. And yet, Alama Tanan, why then does it say in the following Mishnah, only chayav if you actually make a wound of some kind, a bruise. And says the Gemara, because Omar Kor, the Torah says, Make Adam, Umake Behima. So the Medrash, the drush over here is, that the pasuk means to be now comparing the din of an Adam and the din of a behemah. So it says over there, Makeh behemah yishamena, Makeh Adam yumat, which is mashma, that in the case where Makeh behemah yishamena, Makeh aviv yumat, and therefore we assume that it's telling me the following. That just like a Makeh behemah, Makeh behemah, of course, is a typical mazik, where the victim of the hezek was a behemah. So there he's not chayev until he actually does some real damage to the body, not just for hitting the animal where it doesn't cause any kind of damage. So it would be dafka ad David bechaburai. You have to do something. So dichtiv ba by the behemah, it says make nefesh behemah yishomena. Nefesh means some element of the chiyut. In other words, there has to be some blood that at least it was bruising. So therefore, when it compares now Makeh Adam to that case of Yumat, that just for causing now, just for hitting, which would have to be a reference to Aviv Imo, is Dafka Makeh Adam. In the case of Makeh Aviv, he would only be Chayev Adavit Chabura until the case where he makes an actual bruise, which is exactly where the pasuk compares it to Aviv Imo, that it would have to be with a bruise. Matki Flor of Yirmiya, you're trying to tell me that you're only Chayev if you actually cause a bruise in somebody else's animal? I mean, let's say that you do something to it that just weakens it overall. So let's say you load it down now with tons of stones. So you actually just break it. You break its keach. But you didn't cause any bruises. These stones are not there on him in such a way that it's going to be a nizok through the actual penetration or through an impact on one particular area It's the overall impact now that's impacting the animal. You're telling me, in such a case, you would be putter? Is that what you're trying to say? I mean, that doesn't make any sense at all. That's nezek, no matter how you look at it. Why in the world would we say such a person is putter that you should assume that makeh beima, and even though it says nefesh beima, would have to mean dafka, that there was some hotza'at dam? Must be that the way that that we need to understand it is that actually we do not learn out a comparison between makeh adam and makeh behemah. Rather, we learn it like this: Ella, we darshan it that im eno inyan. We don't need it over here. This word nefesh for the inyan of nefesh behemah. Because by nefesh behemah, you're absolutely right. It makes no sense at all. It should require literal nefesh. Because the hainami, from your own argument, the hainami kisha b'avanim chayav, clearly, if you just now break the animal's power by loading it down with stones until it's completely ruined, just like over there, I wouldn't understand the pasuk to be meaning nefesh is literal dam. So too, we have to say that it can only be coming to teach halacha in something that I do need a limud, and that would be tineu inyan for nefesh adam. And therefore, it's coming to tell me that there's times we're not chayav mita on an adam. The only case that you could be chayav just for hitting an adam would be aviv imo, unless it was nefesh, meaning unless there was some dam. There, it makes sense to understand nefesh in that way. So ask the Gemara, now that we've come to the conclusion that we learn out the din of a chabura maka avivi imo from the word nefesh itself, not because we're comparing the nefesh adam to the nefesh abeima as we originally thought. So then, what is indeed the point of the Torah making that strange comparison, of putting together this makeh beima yishalmena, makeh adam yumat? I mean, what is that for? Lomeli, what is it teaching me, Bichla? Answers the Gemara, it's coming to Kedetanya, the Vechizkia. It's coming to teach me the din that we had before, in the Tana the Vechizkia, who is Derech, that you're potter from Tashlumim, even where what you did was not done, Bemeza, to be literally Mechayev Yomita. So even when you did something Beshoge, if you had done it, then Bezid, but then you would be potter because come a bit of rabbi meaning. Says the Gemara, but then that only works if you hold of the Tana of Echizkia, because that would be the limud of the comparison. So then Heni Chalamandi Igle Tana of Echizkia, that there is indeed a p'tur on come a bit of rabbi meaning, even when what you did was Beshoge. But Lamanda Letle Tana of Echizkia, how about if you hold that where you're over on something b'shogeg, and therefore you're not chayev mita, there is no din of kimle b'rabim, and you would indeed have to pay, so then we have no longer any use for that hekesh. So we're left with our question. So then hekesh alonali, why does the Torah make a strange comparison between the makeh b'ima and the makeh adam? Answers the Gemara, it's to teach me that ma makeh beima, just like we find it in of makeh beima, that if he did such a thing, a little fu'ah, so he needed, let's say, to bloodlet the animal. He's a vet. He's trying to fix it. So he would be putter, because there's no nezik in that case. Half makeh adam lefu'ah, but the chiddush over here is that if his father is in a position where he requires, let's say, a bloodletting, the son goes ahead and does that bloodletting, that the din would be potter. And that's kufa, what the comparison is coming to teach. And I'll show it to you, because Iboilu, indeed, there was a famous question that was raised by the Chachomi. Ben, mahu shiakiz dam laviv? What indeed is the halacha for a son as a barber, in which that's what he did? The barber, of course, once upon a time, was a bloodletter. That's why we have the red and white stripes for the barber's son, still today. So if his son is a barber, is he allowed to be makes down for his father? Answers the Gemara of Master Omar, I'll tell you. V'maisa v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. is really the underlying definition of what's considered to be chavala. I mean, if this is something that you would do to your best friend, right? So you, even though you're not allowed to be a chovel, even in yourself, you can be chovel in yourself when you're needing to take out a splinter or to make things better for yourself. And certainly if you're a doctor, you could do that to a friend, even though it's prohibited from hurting your friend. And you're over on a lot if you would attack your friend. So why in the world should it be different over here? If l'maisa, the tachlis, is not in any sense chavala, certainly the intent is part of how to define chavala. Rav Dimi bar Chinana Amar, the pasuk says, remember the old comparison of makeh adam to makeh beima? So the truth is, one of the implications of that comparison is that ma makeh beima l'rfua patur. In the same way when it comes to tashlumim, somebody is attempting to aid an animal and to make it better for his friend. Certainly, if he damages by making a wound, by allowing the bloodletting, let's say, there would be no chiv, because the point is that he's attempting to be metaken. So he's potter. The same thing would be true over here, too. If he's makeh adam, meaning aviv, if it was refu'ah, it's for the purposes of fixing his father, then that, by definition, is not how we define chavalah. And that's what the Torah is telling us, to compare the two haka'ot. So this isn't really a function, even, of learning it out of Yahavta L'Recha Kamocha and making a moral equivalency. The idea is defined in the pasuk itself. Nonetheless, Rav, Lo Shavik Levei L'Mishka Le'Silva, Rav would not allow his son to take a splinter out of his hand because he was afraid that in the event that he might do something unnecessary and he maybe will cause a chabura and taking it out, he didn't want to expose him to a chashash iser. Barbara Ravina didn't allow his son to open a blister from a burn. Dilmachovo, because he was afraid that perhaps he would create a chabur without it really being necessary absolutely for the refuah itself. And that would be a shigat isur. Lemaisa, as the Rishonim explained, it's not that there would really be a chiev of shigat isur, because since over here, the whole point of it was that he was being machlis himself to this entire question, only latikun, that he felt that, okay. Normally, of course, it wouldn't even be a chashash. Since we're talking about an iser of chiyav misa, which is chomer, so because of that, he didn't want even his son to be involved in it. Mi ikar hadin, of course, it was mutter, and we paskin, that if there's nobody else that's available that can do it, so of course the son should do it. Because that's all letikun aviv and lechvoida aviv. Nonetheless, because of this chashash of Rav, or some avrav papa, that there would be maybe being machnis yourself into a suffix, that in case you make a mistake, so putting yourself in a position where it's easier to make a mistake that has to do with iser is something that you'd want to avoid. So lechatchila, if there's someone else available, another doctor, another barber, we want it to be done through someone else. And that's how we paskin. As the Gemara of Adetzan, doesn't it say in the Mishnah Masechet Shabbat that machat shoyadli tolba takot, that to take out a needle, the shear of it on Shabbos that would be useful, is a needle that was large enough to remove a splinter, which is mashma that you can take out a splinter even on Shabbos, because otherwise, what use is it on Shabbos to take out a splinter if you can't do it? Yes, the Gemara, why by Shabbos aren't we afraid? I mean, if you're really worried about this, it would be the same thing. It's a shigigas skila, which is even more chomer over here. So it's just the same as the shigiga of kibud av ve'eim. And over there you want to be machmer, by Shabbos, which is a skila, you don't want to be machmer. Apparently we're not chayshish when it comes even to a suffix. Being machmer yourself to a place where you might do something that will result in an iser, that it's no problem. So here too it should be no problem, answers the Gemara, no comparison. Because when it comes to Shabbos, even if you would be chovel, it would only be a mikalkel. I mean, it's not what you're trying to do, and you're in fact causing damage and ruining something, because that's not the best way to remove the coats, to cause a chabura. And therefore you would be putter on a Shabbos, because it's not called malachet makshevet. It's only over here that you've got a problem. But wait, says the Gemara, not everybody agrees that that's true, even the Gabi Shabbat. So if you hold, as we're going to see, there's a machloket, that someone who does something which ruins is potter by definition on Shabbats, and it's understandable. We're not going to aser the problem of maybe if you take out a splinter on Shabbos, you're going to end up doing something which, even if you would do it, would only be a mekalkel and would be potter. But what about if you hold according to Rabban Yoma that even a mekalkel on Shabbos is considered to be chayav, ma'ika l'neimar? So then we're back in the same problem. If it's mutter even to do this on Shabbos, which is an isur chomer shebachamurim, so kosh kenit should be mutter to do it as the part of refuah of the father, which is a chiyuv mita, but it's still not as chomer Shabbos is, as says the Gemara. Well, man shamet leidam mekalkel b'chabura chayav. Who is the man diomer that holds that a mekalkel is chayav? It's only according to Rabbi Shimon, which means that you're only asking this question. I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, but I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. It's by definition not a problem, because Rabbi Shimon also holds that when it comes to the issue of Shabbos, if what I'm doing is not for its primary purpose, but rather for some side issue which comes of it, that anyway you'd be potter aleha, because that's not called a melachas bat Shabbos at all, because the point of the melacha in the Mishkan was making now a chabura in order to get the blood which we're going to put on the Mizbeach, whatever the case may be, but certainly not to take out to allow there to be a hole to remove a splinter. So that means anyway you wouldn't be chayev on that chavalah, in which case there's not a problem, so it would be mutter, because there's no chashash of ever coming to an iser skila anyway, because it certainly would not be a melacha tzricha legufa. So either if you don't agree with Rabbi Shimon and you hold even if it's a melacha tzricha legufa, you're chayev nonetheless, it would be mekalkel, therefore you'd be potter. If you hold of Rabbi Shimon, even if you don't hold the mekalkel is potter, but l'shitato, a melacha tzricha legufa is potter, and therefore, either way, we understand why it is that on Shabbos you can take out a splinter, whereas we might want to be machmir l'chatchila, not to remove a splinter from a parent.